Amasa was summoned. After the three were dressed as peasants, they left through a back exit of the palace and were well on their way. The only sounds that broke the silence of the night was the sound of the horse's hoofbeats, the horse's periodic neigh, and the occasional sound of an owl here and there. Avni Bener was leading them, and Shol kept asking,
"Are we there yet? Are we almost there? Are we?
"Patience, your majesty, patience. When we get there, I will let you know. Don't worry so much."
They traveled on and on. It seemed as though they would be riding forever. When suddenly, Avni Bener slowed down and said,
"All right, we must stop now with the horses."
They all stopped and got off their horses. They tied the horses to some trees, and Avni continued giving instructions.
"From here on, we go by foot. Be sure to remember that we tell her that we are lost in the woods."
"Why do we have to do that? We are all here in disguise. Why can't we just tell her straight out that we wanted to bring up Shmuel HaNavi from the dead?"
"We cannot do that. If we approach her right away with our request, she will get too suspicious. We must first say that we are lost. Then, after she lets us in her house, we will state our business."
"Fine, okay. Let's just get on with it. I'm losing my patience."
And so, Avni led them by foot through the forest. Finally, they came to a small clearing within the forest.
Look over there. I see a house. Could that be the one we are looking for?"
"Yes, that's it. That's the house. Come on, let's go."
"Wait a minute. That can't be the house. It looks deserted. The shutters are broken and hanging. The paint is peeling. There's no sign of life there. She probably died already. It looks like you brought us out here for nothing."
"Your Majesty, I did not bring you out here for nothing. She is not dead. And this is the house. She's there, all right. I know."
"How do you know?"
"Because my sources told me she's there. And I believe them."
"All right. If you really think she's there, then let's go."
And so, they began to inch closer to the house.
"Avni, I think you're right. There must be someone living there. Look, there's a light coming from that window."
"Great. Now, everyone remember, from this point on, no one is to call the king your majesty. Let's go knock on the door."
"She's not answering. Maybe she doesn't hear you. Knock again, but louder this time."
While they were busy knocking at the door, they did not notice an old shadowy figure come to the window. She suddenly shouted,
"Who is there? What can I do for you?"
Remember,
don't say who we are.
We three are lost in the woods. Perhaps you can help us."
"What can an old lady like me do to help you? Just go and find your way by yourselves. Follow the stars. Look for the North Star and guide yourselves."
"Thanks for your advice, but we are also very tired. Perhaps we could come in your house and rest up a bit before we continue on our way?"
"Well, okay, fine. I'll let you in. But you You better make it quick. I don't have all night, day, weeks, or whatever amount of time that you wish to spend here. That's not my business.
What exactly is your business?
That's none of your business.
I don't understand you. Could you just please open the door? It's cold outside. You know how the night air could be.
All right. I'm coming. I'm an old lady now. And I don't move so fast.
She went down the rickety old steps. She slowly opened the door. And there was a sight not to believe. Standing before them was this old lady whose face was deeply wrinkled. Her eyebrows and eyelashes were long and straggly. She had a hook nose with a pimple on the end. Her complexion was a bit of a yellowish-greenish tint. She wore old, raggedy, patched-up clothing, holding a candle lantern. The light cast an eerie shadow across the wall. The three seemed aghast, and they were too shocked to respond. The old lady suddenly broke the silence.
Well, are you going to come in or stay outside? Did I walk down these steps for nothing? I'm an old lady, you know. I don't have the strength to go up and down and up and down. Now then, if you wish to sleep here for the night until you rest up, fine. You can sleep right here on the floor. As you can see, I'm not that wealthy to afford many beds. And besides, this is not a hotel. So, the sooner you rest up and go, the better off I will be, and the better off you will be.
Shaul HaMelech, Avner, and Amasa entered and closed the door behind them.